You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian equity market surged on Monday. Nifty and Sensex increased by around 0.6% each, hitting fresh record highs. The Bombay Stock Exchange's total market cap crossed the 400 trillion rupee mark for the first time during yesterday's trading session, as global crude oil prices dropped further. Chennai-based Veritas Finance, a private lender to small businesses, is heading for the public market soon. Mint's New Economy reporters Ranjini Raghavan and Sneha Shah report that Veritas is looking to raise 2,000 crore rupees. It has appointed four entities: Kotak Mahindra, HDFC Securities, ICICI Securities and Jefferies to help with the share issue. Last year, the company raised 1,200 crore rupees from a clutch of private equity investors. Veritas specializes in offering loans to small and medium enterprises in semi-urban and rural areas with an average ticket size of 5 lakh rupees. These days, banks are offering relatively high interest rates even for a simple savings account. It's a simple supply and demand equation. They want more money as deposits so they can offer more loans to applicants. According to the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India, 80% of deposits in banks are now being doled out as loans. This number is called the credit deposit ratio and is at the highest mark since the RBI started recording this data in 2005. Mint's banking correspondent Shayan Ghosh analyzes this data, which is buoyed by the merger between the blockbuster HDFC merger. Some analysts expect the credit deposit ratio to remain high, while others think it'll moderate soon, writes Shayan. Speaking of blockbuster mergers, let's talk about the one between Disney and Reliance. In February, Disney agreed to merge its India business with Reliance Industries at a cost of just over $3 billion. This raised some eyebrows in the media and entertainment industry. Reports stated that Disney had acquired Star earlier at around 4 to 5 times that number just 5 years ago in a bid to consolidate its position in India. Mint's Consumer Bureau editor Gaurav Lakhate analyzes the transaction document to find the cause for this deep haircut. Gaurav reports that despite it being labeled as a merger, Reliance will essentially take control of the joint venture moving forward. The reports also reveal that Viacom 18, Reliance's media arm, is sitting on a cash pile of over $1.9 billion at the moment. That, combined with the lack of potential suitors, meant that Reliance had the upper hand throughout the negotiations. The final step? An approval from the Competition Commission of India, as the new entity will have more than a 40% market share in many media segments. Insiders told Gaurav that they are confident of an approval. Enterprise technology companies like to bundle their offerings. This ensures that they secure more revenue from their clients. A user may want just a single feature, but has to subscribe to the whole package. This process is called bundling. It's like eating at a buffet. However, you may soon be able to pick the service of your choice, a la carte. After a probe by the European Union, Microsoft unbundled MS Teams from its popular MS Office package. The EU ruled that Microsoft was abusing its market powers by forcing users to pay for the whole bundle that included MS Teams. India has powers to do this too. The India Competition Act of 2002 was supposed to act in the interest of the consumers. Mint's tech correspondent Souvik Das explains that while such a move in India would provide more choices, especially for businesses, it would make cross-sharing of data very difficult. While privacy is generally a good thing, this could turn out to be a pain. Imagine every single calendar invite needing approvals from multiple apps. If you're not a fan of MS Teams, but use Outlook, you might be happy to read this primer by Souvik. Losing weight is usually a tough, long process. But drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic have changed that. a series of injections, and you can shed kilos rapidly. But this magic drug hasn't reached the Indian shores yet. A patent is holding off Indian pharma companies from manufacturing liraglutide, which is the technical name of the drug. But Bloomberg reports that this patent only lasts till November, and India may have a willing maker already. Biocon, founded by Kiran Mazumdar Shaw, has won approval from a regulator in the UK to sell the drug in India. Other companies are likely to bring their weight loss drugs to the Indian market only in 2026. Well, we'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice weekend.
Top of the Morning by Mint.